Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show. Everybody coming in. Christina, Sarah. All right, I'm going to mute myself. You're going to hear me all morning, Amanda. Afternoon.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm just giving everybody a chance to join. I'm kind of watching the waiting room to make sure everybody gets admitted. But thank you so much for joining us today. Let me get Kelly in. We appreciate you taking your lunch break time to be with Amplify Clearwater and to be with Sharon Feckety from 13th Avenue Media. We're excited to have Sharon this afternoon with this presentation on social media. For any of you that don't know Sharon, you should. You're obviously not following us on social media if you don't know who she is, given that we do a weekly podcast with Sharon, and she is our host, gracious host of that podcast. So thank you again, everyone, for being with us. And we're going to record this, and if you would, it looks like everybody has learned Zoom etiquette at this point. So I see everybody being muted now with the exception of me, so thank you for that. If you will stay muted till the end of Sharon's presentation, unless she asks you to otherwise. And then I know that she's reserved the last 15 or 20 minutes for questions from all of you. So again, thank you so much for joining us. And with that, Sharon, I'll turn it over to you.
Yay. Well, thanks so much for being here, everybody. I am so excited to have lunch with you. Who's eating lunch? Anybody? Nobody, of course. Oh, you are, Jenny? Had a girl. Oh, right, Patrick, good for you. Okay, so before we get started, first I want to thank Amplify Clearwater. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Christina. I don't normally get to see you. So I'm so happy to have everybody here so we can amplify your businesses via social media. And my team is here. If you could just raise your hands, team members, if everybody's in the gallery view, there's Tony, there's Anish, there's Alyssa. So I do not do this alone. I have an incredible team that amplifies 13th Avenue Media. I just do most of the talking. So I want to give you all a little just origin quick story about why Amanda and Jenny would even ask me to do something like this. So I have been in the medical industry for over 20 years. I have ran New York Medical for a long time before I moved here. And I've always been interested in the marketing end. So I'm an operator. I always want people to understand that. I think God only knows what people think when they think of what I do. Is she a podcast host? She has a media company. She works with doctors. She wrote a book. What the heck is she doing? I love business. I love to grow business, and I'm a creative. So you can't really put me in a box. I don't, just for today in this Zoom box, this will be the only time you see me in a box. But really and truly, I love the entire method that social media creates for all of us to amplify our businesses. Listen, I love the fact that it's called Amplify Clearwater because all I say is amplify. So we're going to be branding through the presentation. Okay. So the little backstory of that is, you know, 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago now, I opened the Doctor Whisperer. So because I've been helping consult and running medical operations clinically, don't know a darn thing about anything clinical. I couldn't help you if you had a cold, but I could certainly help grow your business. And I think that it's important that I share with you the last practice that I ran. I'd opened up a second location for them. The doctors were very happy with how busy we were. It was a pediatric practice, so it's based on volume. I won't bore you with all the details, but when we opened up the second office and a night division, there was only one of me, and there was a whole bunch of doctors and a whole bunch of staff members, and I was doing all of it. I'm always thinking about how I can get the message out the most efficiently and the fastest. So I did a music video with the doctors dancing. Of course, who doesn't do that? And we got everybody's attention in the area, and we did a parody song of the Will I Am that Jenny promises to sing later. And everybody knew that we were open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? Because it was part of a song. And it was at that moment that I realized that, you know, I was really just too creative just to do one thing. The box doesn't always work for me. So I moved into consulting. And then what I saw was 13th Avenue Media was a necessity because I was referring out so much social media business to all of the businesses that I was working with. But I was never really happy with the content that was being pushed out because I already knew how it should run because I have a strategy behind the business. So that's going to be a really good segue into the first slide that we're going to get to. Anybody that knows me knows that I don't do PowerPoint or slides, except when we do things with other groups. So it's this is me and Alyssa putting together a PowerPoint of pictures because the picture is going to tell the story and it's going to segue into the strategy, which is the first item on the agenda today. So I also want to make sure everybody knows that I'm going to leave, you know, we pulled out chess because we have to be culturally relevant. Who isn't watching that show about chess? I can't remember the name of it right now. Somebody unmute themselves. Who is it, Jenny? Were you watching it?
Queen's Gambit.
There you go. Such a great show. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. But strategy is everything. So I want to talk about a few items. And then at the end, I want to open it up for discussion and questions. I especially want you to start thinking about the question that you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the one I want to hear. Okay. So when it comes to strategy, we need to think about who is doing our social media. Now, I work with a lot of small businesses and I'm speaking from experience. A lot of people will pick somebody young. You've all noticed all my entire team that raised their hand are a lot younger than me, but that doesn't mean that they don't have strategy when it comes to social media. We've spent a lot of time talking about strategy. If I was to think just because somebody was younger than me, they could do better on social, I would be very depressed and I would just close this PowerPoint right now. That is not the case. But we have to be really much more mindful of who we are choosing to do our social media. So what I have seen through the years is that a lot of people tend to pick maybe somebody that's at the front desk, somebody that's younger, maybe a nephew or a niece, and that's great because they love social media and they understand how to do it. But there's really not a lot of strategy going behind it. My team will tell you today, I don't even know how to use Canva. If I spent any time understanding Canva, I'm sure I would be able to use it. But I am here to talk about the strategy and the creative, and then they produce the content. So you have to have a strategy. You have to really figure out who is going to be that person in your organization to take care of your social media. And if it's not going to be you because you're too busy actually doing the things that you want your business to do, which is gain clients, you have to think about maybe bringing somebody else on or having a consultant or spending an ungodly amount of time on YouTube. So who are you targeting should be a big factor in thinking about your strategy. That's the first thing that we talk about when I meet with clients. Who are you trying to reach? Who is the market that is going to buy your product or come into your office or become a patient of your medical practice? So who are you targeting and what is your demographic? So I think there's a lot of misnomers out there when it comes to social that I have to have 600,000 followers. Well, I hate to be the first one to tell you this, but you're not Nike. And Nike has been branding themselves for many, many years now. And people buy the swoop on the side of a sneaker and they don't even know why they're doing it because they've done a fantastic job with branding and it's not something that they just started doing yesterday. So I say that because if you have a target market, and then you also have a strategy behind how you're going to reach that target market, the market is going to dictate if your content is worth following. And do we want to follow the masses? Because I always hear, you know, how do I get more followers? How do I get my Okay, I don't care about how many followers you have. Are they buying from you? That's what I want to know. So I want to know if the return on investment that you are putting into your social media is coming back to you in business, right? I'm sure Amplify Clearwater, when Jenny and Amanda started talking about doing a podcast, they weren't like, yeah, let's just start doing this and take some time, and because we have so much of it, start putting out this show. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of strategy. It's a lot of content. It gives opportunities for others to amplify their business. All right. So let's go to the next slide, which we will talk about organic versus paid reach. A bunch of misnomers, again, when it comes to organic versus paid reach. I've heard too many times, I'm going to boost that post. Oh, Lord. So every time I hear we're going to boost that post, I think of the vanity metrics that that provides. It really does bring more attention to a post on Facebook, but it doesn't necessarily do much in terms of your return on investment. If you are to take paid advertising dollars and focus them on Facebook ads, Instagram stories, LinkedIn stories, LinkedIn ads, TikTok advertising, we're gonna get to all that, don't you worry. Your head hopefully will be spinning around and around by the time we're done. Organic versus paid reach is a big consideration before you start jumping on that social media train. Organic media works. We have an organic social media company. I would not have one, not be able to have a team if it didn't work. It does work, but organic takes a lot of work, meaning that you have to put out a lot of content, daily content. There's always been a question of how much should I be posting? You could never actually post enough. So I will add with that, I realize that there's a lot of question about what will people think? What will people think if I post all day? What will people think if I get on camera and I start talking about my business? What will people think? What will people think? You really have to get to a place where you're more concerned about having a successful business or getting your message out or educating, or like Amplify Clearwater, they're doing this for other businesses. The purpose behind the passion needs to be there. And really that's, you know, that's a whole other class that we could do about self-esteem for another time. We'll table that one for a few months from now, okay? So if everybody has a problem with posting, you come and talk to me, and then we'll have a little group therapy session about how we can stop caring about what other people think so we can gain some organic reach in our social media. Paid advertising, I have to make this abundantly clear before we move on to the next slide. It is a skill. Facebook ads are not easy to do. I promise you, you will get the most reach with a paid Facebook ad, but you have to think of a few things before you get somebody to do a paid Facebook ad. If you are a small business and you don't have a marketing budget, which by the way, every single company needs to have, I don't really pull any punches anymore with being coy about that. If you have a business, you need a marketing budget. Marketing usually is the thing that goes first, you know, when people are going through hard times. We're all living, we don't even need to address what we're all living in because we'd be living in it every day. And I'm talking to you through a box. So I think we all realize that marketing is so important. So when you're thinking about doing a Facebook ad, when you're thinking about doing social media, you have to put aside a budget for it. Even if that's just a budget of your time, you have to invest in learning about it. Before you go bringing on a company to do paid advertising for you, you really need to understand if they know what they're doing, because it really is such a skill. It's not the same as organic. So companies that offer websites, organic social, paid advertising, you know, magazines, will do events. Those you're going to pay a lot of money for monthly. So really have to do your research before jumping on the social train. I hope you're on the train already. Okay, let's go to the next slide. The best platforms with organic reach in 2021. Okay. I bet there are some people that are on here that don't know the gentleman with the guitar, what that even is. So I'm gonna leave that one for last. My team knows what that is, because we are testing that market right now. But the best organic reach right now is LinkedIn, TikTok, and Instagram Reels. So Alyssa, if you put your cursor just over that Reels right there, that is the icon for Instagram Reels. So I want to spend a minute on this because I really want you to get some value out of this time that you've decided to spend with us. I'm going to make you a promise today that if you are only posting in your feed on Instagram and spending time only in your stories, nobody can see you except the people that are following you. So the intention behind having these platforms, it's so nice when your mom likes everything. My mom likes everything I do. Alyssa's mom, I can count on a bunch of people. Maria, she likes everything I do. So nice. I like everything Maria does too. But the truth is, I really want to gain some more attention to my business, to my brand. So I have to be on the platforms where I can actually break through. So I'm going to spend a few minutes just talking about Instagram Reels. So Instagram first came out after just the feed. They came out with stories, and then they came out with IGTV. So IGTV is, if you do anything that's over a minute, it automatically turns into an IGTV. If you don't know what that is, that's okay. It doesn't matter anymore because Reels has come in and taken over. So Reels is really just, I was going to say a terrible word, but I'm being mindful of my audience today. Catch me on a 13th Avenue Media workshop and I won't be thinking about anything I say. But out of respect for this platform today, I will not be dropping any curses. But Instagram Reels is just like another TikTok, but it is not as good. I'm going to say that right now, and TikTok is not paying me, but it is not as good. But you can certainly gain a ton more attention from Instagram Reels. So it's a video. Tony did one for me yesterday on my team, you know, because I'm just pushing content out all the time. So it's like, go to the Dr. Whisperer, take out a bunch of graphics that we use for promotions for the podcast, turn it into a reel, put a song behind it, boom, post it, and had some hashtags. So a whole bunch of people have seen it and our new people are following. And that's the goal, right? We want to bring new attention, but you're never going to be able to understand it until you do it. Don't kid yourselves, everybody. Don't watch 10 videos. Just try it. But you have to try it often. You never know what's going to pop. You never know which is going to be the one that's going to do really well. Alyssa did a really great reel for 13th Avenue Media. She did a really great TikTok for 13th Avenue Media for this event. I grabbed it off of TikTok, saved it, added to a reel. I don't know. It got like 1,500 views. That's what I want. I'm not paying for that. I want more attention to the platform. So Reels is really, 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 really important. Too many people are stuck on Instagram. They're stuck. Like, I'm just going to keep posting pretty aesthetic pictures. I can promise you, it is so hard to break through on Facebook and on Instagram that you are so much better off spending all of your time on Reels. So whether that is a 15-second video or a 30-second video, because that's all they'll allow, and Instagram has a lot more rules in terms of music they will allow you to play. TikTok does not have that. I do realize the audience that I am talking to because I look to see who was joining us today. And sometimes when I even say the word TikTok, I'm like imagining what you're all thinking. TikTok is for dancing. TikTok is for singing. TikTok is for whatever everybody thinks TikTok is, you are wrong. Unless you are in it and you've been playing in it for a while. I formulated some minor form of addiction to TikTok. It is absolutely taken over for me watching Real Housewives of New Jersey because that's my escape. My escape when I'm stressed out, I need something to distract me from the world. I'm not proud that I watch Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm not, but that's the truth. But now I have TikTok. So that's what I do when I'm stressed, when I need an escape for a little while, I go into that place and it's a vortex and it's wonderful. It's entertaining. It's organic. It's creative, but you can get so much attention from that platform. So if you are not jumping into TikTok, I highly recommend it because, you know, this last one that has popped up, you know, it's going to be really important for all of us in about 10 minutes. It already is, but, and my 10 minutes is my way of saying in the next few months, you're going to hear about it every day. So LinkedIn is B2B, right? I think everybody knows about LinkedIn. Maybe you don't realize how much growth has occurred in LinkedIn in terms of organic reach. LinkedIn has become more like a Facebook platform, but there are business rules in there, right? We don't want to see you hanging out at the beach and not having anything to say about business. It is a place where you can gain access to some of the biggest CEOs all across the globe. But like anything else, if this is organic media that you are doing, you need to do a lot of it. So what we do with our clients is we put pictures, videos, stories. We do a whole bunch for our clients, and we put them on the two platforms we know for sure are never going away because they're owned by that dude. I don't know if you've heard of him, Mark Zuckerberg. And he has the absolute best platforms for advertising. So we eventually, when we have convinced a client that your social media is working and doing well, and now you are making the money, you are getting the return on investment. Now you take a piece of that return on investment and you put it into ad dollars. And those ad dollars are going to go in Facebook and in Instagram. And guess what? You already have consistent content going on those platforms. Is anybody confused yet? Please raise your hand. I'm kidding. Don't raise your hand. It's okay. We're all going to get through this together. All right, let's talk about the lovely gentleman with the guitar. My goodness, Clubhouse. This is the newest one. This is audio only. So I've been talking about Audible for so long. I have three podcasts, one that's been around since 2018, Amplify and 13th Avenue Media collectively have done, I think, 40 now, Jenny, about. Yep. And we do audio and video, and then we can cut up the content, and then we have more content, and it's fantastic. But I won't get into all the particulars. I want to focus on Clubhouse for a moment. The great thing about social media is that you can pick the platforms that work best for you. I'm telling you about the ones that are going to do the best for your business because they have the best organic reach. And if you do not have the marketing dollars to put behind advertising, which you do have to have consistent patience, advertising dollars to do ads, Clubhouse is really great. And I recommend for everybody to taste it. Right? That's even myself, Alyssa, Tony, Anish, we are all tasting Clubhouse. And it's fantastic because the organic reach is amazing and you don't have to show your face. You don't have to do your hair, don't have to put the lipstick on today. I did for the Zoom, but if I want to go into Clubhouse, I can just listen, talk, and it's really very, very big and you can gain a tremendous amount of attention from Clubhouse. So I would highly recommend you just jump in and start listening. You know, me, myself, I do the opposite sometimes of what I tell everybody. I will just start a session and I'll be speaking at a Clubhouse before anything because I realize that the only way to truly understand anything is to just do. We have to just do. Okay, moving on, because that was a long one. Brian, oh, my favorite, campfire stories. Maria does great campfire stories. So campfire stories are really great. You know, there is a huge difference between branding and selling. We have so many clients that have so many fantastic stories about why they started their business, what led them to create. We have one that is a wig company, a national wig company that, you know, provides wigs for a lot of cancer patients. And the story that the owner of that company was in construction and then his mom got cancer and she couldn't get a great wig. And before you know it, her son has created a national brand that has stylists that provide natural hair for patients that suffer from not just cancer, but alopecia and beyond. So he has told that story And we continue to tell that story through his social media, through his content. Tracy is director of operations, shaved her head once so she could feel like the rest of the clients, and that story needed to be told. So she has not only been able to show how dedicated she is to that, she could also show it through videos, through talking about it, and the before and afters, and putting wigs on is really incredible. So doing a story and sharing your vulnerability is really what lands today in social media. We are pulled to that emotional story. You know, you don't have to play guitar, and there doesn't actually need to be a real fire happening. Hopefully you're not, because I think it's like 80 degrees today here in Florida. But really thinking about doing more video and telling more stories versus buy this, I have it on sale, 20% off. Don't get me started. I have to take a breath every time I even say that out loud, because that does not work. Nobody in the world wants to be sold to. I always love to tell the story, as women can relate to this maybe more than men. We walk into a boutique, maybe not so much today, but we walk in and the sales rep just jumps on us. Can I help you? Can I show you something? What are you looking for today? It's like, girl, just back up. Leave me alone. Let me look around. It's the same exact thing on social media. Let me look around. Let me see what you're doing. And then let me decide on buying. So that is how people buy today. They are searching you out. And they're searching you out on social. So whatever you do, don't look up 13th Avenue Media's website. Well, actually do, because it's fantastic. The only thing it says is sup on the top, because we really want you to understand that we are not a website company. We are a social media company. You want to learn about 13th Avenue Media, look at our social. Okay, let's move on to the next one, because time is a ticking. I'm going to sip. Oh, video. Okay. The reason that we chose this graphic in particular, because we all know what that is, right? But if you click that button today on Facebook, on Instagram, or anywhere on LinkedIn, and there are no captions, nobody's watching. So I'm going to tell you reality versus maybe what somebody that is lying to you would tell you. This is what's happening while you're paying employees at work. Not anybody here. They're scrolling. And they see a video about, you know, Tom Brady tossing the trophy from one boat to another. They want to hear what's being said, but they're at work because they did that boat parade during the middle of the day yesterday. Well, the captions underneath, I don't have to press play. I can just watch it and nobody will know that I'm not working and I'm still going to get paid. Get that? Does that make sense? So I, while watching The Crown, put captions on. I really thought my 16-year-old was a little bit off his rocker because he always put captions. And guess who's turned into that person? Me. You know, because I sometimes I can't understand the accent. Okay, so captions. Smartphones. I want to mention this too. You know, the reason that 13th Avenue Media can keep costs down is because we use equipment like this. I'm going to show you guys a few things. This is a light, right? All of these products were bought on Amazon. I have a big selfie light behind me for better lighting. This behind me, this thing that looks like wood is, you know, $16 on Amazon. So I have a better background when I'm in Zoom because I, you know, there could be a lot of clutter I don't want everybody to see. So I just have that. I might change it to a different color, $16 on Amazon, $16. Okay, so we have, that was a dig at my friend Alyssa. She knows that, can't help myself. All right, so there's a ton of Amazon products. We would be happy to share with you how to get them, where to get them. But if you're going to do social, you're going to do video, you will need a tripod, you will need a selfie light, you will need, you know, the right equipment. You might need one of these microphones. I mean, it took me almost 3 years of doing podcasts to go, maybe it's time. I decide to change the audible, make it a little bit better. But it's not something you have to have. You actually just have to do. All right, let's move on from video. Let's talk about copy. The importance of highlighting graphics with catchy copy. catchy copy. Yeah, this is important, everybody. When you are posting something, let's just say on Facebook, and you say it's 13th Avenue Media, and we are posting about Amplify Clearwater's latest podcast show. Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to tag Amplify, and then we're going to tag the people that we are interviewing, because we are interested in capitalizing on other people's audience. This is a strategy. If we did not do that, the only people that would see it would be people that follow 13th Avenue Media and Amplify Clearwater. It is always our hope and our goal that when we do interview somebody, that they share it with their platform. We don't always get an email request like we got yesterday asking for the video and asking for the podcast so they can embed it on their website, which is smart. And we're happy to give that up. And we did that yesterday to a member of Amplify Clearwater. Because whatever content you have to be able to redistribute it. So copy is really important because people are reading what you're saying. So if you're going to put a pretty graphic up on any of these platforms, you have to be thoughtful about what you're saying about that picture. And you have to add hashtags to the right platforms. So I'm going to just tell you right now, every single platform you should be using hashtags for, every one of them, including Facebook, but you probably only want to use like one or two for Facebook. For Instagram, you should be using 30 hashtags. Then again, you have to go over that thing in your head. What will people think if I'm putting all the, who cares? Nobody's thinking about you. People are thinking about themselves, selfish, self-centered, and self-seeking. That's the way the world works. So Instagram, 30 hashtags. Instagram stories, throw a hashtag up there. LinkedIn stories. Do you know that LinkedIn has stories? They do. Use them, test them, try them. And the copy needs to be thoughtful. If you just, you know, put it up and throw up a hashtag, that's not going to work. People know that you don't care. And your copy needs to have correct spelling. And I have, you know, fallen victim to spelling things wrong and not using the correct tense. I can tell you who never does that wrong. That would be Alyssa Palenzuela, because she is the copy queen. And that's great. You know, that's why she was an English major. Thank you very much. That's why we have one on our team. But it's very, very important, the words that we are putting on top of our copy. I'm watching the time, people. I'm not just checking my phone. Although I could, maybe I'll post something right now. Just kidding. All right. Very, very important. So the last thing I want to talk about is podcasting. And that symbol in purple is the symbol for podcasting. And I'm going to tell you a secret about podcasting if you don't already know this. There is a platform called Anchor FM. You should write it down or maybe just ask for the recording of this or, I don't know, do something. But look up Anchor FM. Anchor was bought out by Spotify. You guys heard of Spotify? I've been using Spotify forever as a platform to listen to music. But now our podcasts are run through Spotify, which is a huge deal. Anchor provided a place where if you are a busy human like myself and you have two companies and a husband and a kid and a dog and a cat, and a life sometimes, you can also have three podcasts because it does the work for you. Now, I say that you have to put in the work. Everybody has to put in the work. When I first opened up 13th Avenue Media, I didn't even know how to add a second Instagram page to my phone. That's true. I'm not ashamed, but I have learned many things because I have spent the time learning about the platforms because I know that the only place that I need to be to get my brand out is everywhere. Does that scare anybody? It scares me. Like, you have to be a member of Amplify. You have to do podcasting. You have to be on LinkedIn. You have to be on TikTok. You have to be on Instagram stories. We can't network in person so much, a little bit, right? 2021 has brought the vaccine to us and we're having more opportunity to do things in person, but I can promise you we're going to be in these screens much longer than anybody thinks. Maybe you all know that already. Maybe I'm just adding to that conversation, but this is not going away. Podcasting is huge. Over 150 million people are listening to podcasts just in the United States. And that number is growing every day. So modern media is the philosophy behind 13th Avenue Media. And the reason that I bring up podcasting last, because audio is so important. Audio is so important that now there is a new platform called Clubhouse that is just audio. I listen to podcasts when I'm riding my bike, when I'm doing my hair, when I'm working out, when I'm walking, when I'm running, when I'm driving in the car, all the time. That's what I do, because everything in this world in 2021, we get to do on demand. Nobody's watching commercials anymore. And I'm so sorry if you're putting money into commercials. If you have that type of budget that you can spend that type of money on doing a commercial, good for you. But I promise you nobody's watching it unless it's the Super Bowl, and that just passed. So other, you know, methods of marketing work, you know, magazines work, billboards work, email marketing works. Where can you be in a place that you can amplify your marketing the most? It's on social. And Audible is way too important not to bring up. So Anchor will not only help you record your podcast, it will help you distribute it. Our podcasts are on every platform and I don't have to do any of the work. I even get paid to do podcasting through sponsors. And sponsoring a podcast is just one of the smartest things that you can do for your business today. We have a podcast. Amplify Clearwater has a podcast. If Amplify Clearwater has a podcast and it's reaching 1,000 businesses, how many people do you think are listening to the podcast? So if you had a 30-second commercial in the middle and somebody's running on the treadmill, it's doubtful they're going to pause it because they'll trip, you see, and they'll fall. They'll just listen to it. And if you put a promo code that you'll get a discount, like our sponsor, Tide Technology, you get the first 3 months for free. If you mention the name Tide Technology while listening to the podcast. So there's so many things, and I've talked for so long that I want to be able to leave you with just a few insights before we open it up. You have to be culturally relevant. You have to be able to be inside of a Zoom workshop and mention Tom Brady throwing the Lombardi trophy and then bringing it into your social media content. You have to be culturally relevant. Is 2021. That whole thing that happened with GameStop, right? I mean, it only happened for one reason, and that's because the internet is massive. Technology is going to continue to disrupt. You know, we have Amazon bringing my beautiful packages the same day that I need a new selfie light. I don't even have to wait. It's beautiful. I order all my Christmas gifts on Amazon Prime. Boosting is vanity metric. So try your best not to do that. Figure out more about ads. It starts and it ends with attention. You need to bring attention to your brand. However you feel comfortable doing it. Some people don't feel comfortable doing video, so they do podcasting. Some people don't feel comfortable doing podcasting and they like to write. They should be doing blogs on Medium. There are so many things. But if you want to stay relevant, this is really what you have to do. Like, it's not even worth the conversation anymore. Social media is where your brand is actually being built. So what kind of company do I really have? I have a branding company. We brand companies and people think we just post on social media. So awareness and attention and the internet will continue to disrupt distribution no matter what. So if you do like, and you want to continue to do magazine ads or whatever, amplify that. Make sure that that company that you're doing business with, that it has a place where you can put an ad in a magazine, that they also have a digital platform. Because I didn't get my newspaper to find out about what I watched on Sunday until yesterday, because the newspaper doesn't get sent anymore here in Tampa Bay. It's only Sunday and Wednesday. So everybody really has to like join the year that we're living in and market in the year that we're living in, like Gary Vaynerchuk says. And if you really want a great education about social media, don't listen to me. Listen to Gary Vaynerchuk. I highly recommend him. So thank you for being here. And I would really love to answer some questions for all of you. So who's going to be first? I see there's a chat going on.
Yes, so we do have a couple questions in there. So again, if you haven't, or a couple more now. So if you do have any questions for Sharon, just go ahead and put them in the chat. If you do prefer to ask your question face-to-face, you can unmute yourself and ask that question. First question we have is from Kelly. She asked, is there any video camera that will upload directly to social media?
Is there any video camera that will upload your phone? So you mean like a professional? So I don't know what the answer is, except your phone.
The reason my phone doesn't hold a lot of video on it because I have so many apps. So it just gets full really quickly. And I was wondering if there's a camera that you can plug in and uploads directly to whatever platform.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I get anxiety hearing that. I would delete everything on my phone, or I would upgrade it so I never run out of storage. I have 12,000 photos on my phone right now, and I have about 3,000 videos. And that's not a joke. Like, I take so much, so I always have content in my phone, because I realize that the amount of content that I have to get out there is massive. So I ride my bike, I pull over, I take a picture, I save it, I post it later. I take a video, I use it for TikTok. It has to be convenient, right? And this is the most convenient way. So
what phone do you have that has all that storage?
I have an iPhone 11.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that you can do is with different iPhones and different, you know, phones in general. I know for iPhones, at least, you can choose different phones that have different storage abilities higher in the number. Also, maybe something to consider is utilizing a cloud where everything is saved there, so you don't have to save it on your phone. It's just all in the cloud that you can access from your phone to the cloud with everything else. That can be a nice way to keep all of your info off of your phone, but saved somewhere.
Yeah, we have a platform called Sync. So all of our video storage goes there for our clients, and then they can access it themselves, and they can, so it doesn't have to stay on their phone. Mm-hmm. And that is a cloud-based platform.
So the next question we have is from Camille. Hello, Camille. She said, thank you, Sharon. How would you recommend finding the best podcast to sponsor according to your target market? Is there a strategy?
Yeah. So knowing your target market, right? And then asking the question of whoever you might think, listen, Google is my best friend. God knows I wish I had it in high school. I would have killed it out there and college, you know, the answers are all there. But if you want, you know, like the Doctor Whisperer, we have doctors and we have patients, you know, there's so many different people that it reaches. And then 13th Avenue Media is a lot of entrepreneurs and small businesses and people in Clearwater and in the Tampa Bay area. So you really have to speak to whoever is doing that podcast to find out who the target market is.
Thank you. Next question is from Patrick. He says, do you have suggestions for targeting specific audiences, just hashtags, or do you have other ideas?
So are you on this call? Is there any way I can get you in here? Oh, hey, Patrick, can you just unmute yourself and just tell me about your business so I can give you a real answer right here and now?
Sure. Appreciate your time today. We're a nonprofit here in Clearwater that we have learned over the years that our audience really is cybersecurity professionals, mm-hmm. people in the cyber information, IT as well, as really who looks to be our supporters and to use our programs. And social media, I always think of it, it's much broader, it's much more general. It's all of us who may or may not be interested in our products. So how can I better focus on that audience?
I have the answer. Okay, so if you go to Google and you just type in best hashtags for cybersecurity, they will give you 30 hashtags that are the best hashtags for cybersecurity. Now, if you're targeting just people in Clearwater, you want to make sure you always add the demographic all over. So that's the answer.
Okay.
And so you use that on Instagram and LinkedIn, especially. I would assume LinkedIn would be a great platform for you because there's so much potential there.
Great. Thank you
for asking.
Another question just came in from Heather. She said, do you recommend sharing the same content on all social media platforms, or do you think you should switch it up?
Good question. So I have a contradictory answer for you. If you don't have, first of all, you have to realize how much time is in a day, right? So think about if you don't have the time to create creative content specific to each platform, then I say you put the same on every one of them, not at the same time though. At least do some of it in the morning and some of it in the afternoon. I like to do that at night with LinkedIn. I like to do a lot of Sunday night on LinkedIn because, you know, people are just so excited to go back to work on Monday. I like to post specific to the platform. What I post on TikTok, I do not post on Facebook. What I post on TikTok, I will post on an Instagram reel. So it depends, but time is always the factor. If you don't have the time or you don't have a team to help you, then I would say just get it out there because the volume is the most important thing. You know, people think that posting once a day is enough. I tell our clients that. That's what we're doing for our clients. We're doing the bare minimum of what I believe you should have, but you should be posting all day. One time is not enough. You need to take the content that your company is using and just keep redistributing it. So masses and masses of content. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
One of the platforms that I recommend is Buffer. You can add up to 3 different social platforms to Buffer, and you can schedule all of your content that you want. If you want additional above the 3, it does cost per month. But if you just stay at the 3 or below, you can schedule all of your posting.
And I would never give you that advice myself.
Really?
So you never. But somebody like Jenny, right? So Jenny, you are an exception. So Jenny does all the marketing, right? Okay. So you're doing all those newsletters. You guys see all those newsletters. My God, there's so much information in there, so much content. And then there's events and then there's new members. That's a lot. That's my dog growling in the background. I don't know if you can hear him. He's sleeping and snoring actually. It is really, really important that we don't even use Hootsuite. Now we will use it for a holiday, right? Like Alyssa will, we're doing a 4th of July and it's really the same kind of graphic, we will schedule that because we know no matter what, it's going to be the 4th of July. But if we started talking about things that weren't culturally relevant and we scheduled that and then the Capitol is stormed, it's not going to be good for us. So that's the difference. I mean, I do think that Jenny has a great point. Like if you have to do so many other things, but you have to get that content out, scheduling it. But I personally don't believe in it for that reason that, you know, so many things happen in a day, but I do think it's a great resource for you.
Yeah, Jenny. I do find myself, since I do a lot of other stuff all throughout the day, that it's, by the time I have time for any social media, anything, it's, you know, the end of the day. So if I know that I'm going to be busy and I know that I need to get something out, I'll typically day of just schedule it for a specific time on there.
Right. So Jenny brings up a great point that I'm going to jump on top of. Social media should not be an afterthought. I understand it for Jenny. Jenny is amplified Clearwater. There are 1,000 businesses in there. Social media and marketing should be at the top of your marketing efforts. I don't, you know, I used to be much nicer about it. I used to be like, oh, well, do what you can. Nah. I have doctors right now that do telehealth and I'm like, nobody in the world knows about it. You want to put a video roll in your waiting room? What in the world are you thinking? You already have those patients. They're already there. They're already people. You have to bring it out to the masses. So I definitely think that it has been such an afterthought for so long that it's, for Jenny, I give you a pass I don't know how. I tell her this all the time. I don't know how you do it all in one day. It's not like there's a team of people doing all of it. A lot of the work that you guys do as a team effort, but it should not be an afterthought. It should be the first thing. And I'm not saying that I don't, you know, quite honestly, I mean, I'd love to have everybody as a client of ours, but I don't really care. Like, I'm here to tell you that this should be the first thing that you think about when you're talking about your marketing strategy, because this is what everybody's on. You know, like, don't think about spending $16,000 on a billboard if everybody's texting and driving. Like, let's change the way we think here. Who's next?
So, yes, if anyone else has any other questions, you can just unmute yourself, but we don't have any additional questions in the chat.
Cool. Who's got a question? Anyone? What about Maria?
Hi, Shannon, thanks for always giving such a great information. So talking about Clubhouse, right? You mentioned that right now it's good to go there and listen and just interact. What are you doing? You say that you're opening right now. You go there and open a room. What is, like, for the ones that were just got invited, basically, what will be the first thing that you would recommend?
Like, you go in it and you just pay attention. You just watch. It's the same way I feel about TikTok. It's the same way I feel about Reels. You know, jumping into the party without understanding the host is not a great idea. So if you just, you know, watch what everybody was doing, watch how panels were started. There's some where it's a speaker and there's a panel of guests and everybody else is muted. And those are the only people that can unmute themselves. You have to really taste it. That's why, you know, using that term, it's because you should be just tasting what it's like. I have tasted it for a little while now, so I'm ready to just start. And I'm ready to have nobody show up to my room. And if, you know, if that's the case, that's the case. But to not test it, nobody, you know, it's always fun to me when people say, well, how did you get good at that? I spent a ton of hours practicing. You have to do, it's just like how I feel about entrepreneurship. How do I become a great entrepreneur? How do I know if I'm meant to have my own business? You have to actually have the business. And then you will see if you're good at being an entrepreneur, because it's a lot of work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maria. I can't wait to see you on Clubhouse.
Yes.
Follow me. Anybody else? Sarah, did you want to jump in? You're good? You're listening? Good. What about the team?
An awesome comment from Kelly. She said, this has been the single most valuable meeting all year. So thanks for all the valuable information.
Oh, that means so much to me. Thank you so much. Really, it's a pleasure to be able to offer these services that are, I feel, so important. And Amplify does such a great job. If any of you are members that are here and you haven't done a podcast show with us, you really think you should, because you just want to bring attention to your brand. And that's what Amplify does.
Yes, we would love to have you. So yeah, I'm the one that handles the podcasting, podcast scheduling too. So just let me know. And then Camille, I'll add, follow Sharon on LinkedIn. She has the best content.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Beckety is the name.
That's a tough one.
Awesome. So we really appreciate having you on here. Obviously, tons of content that even I've been trying to avoid TikTok for as long as I can. The only thing I've ever seen are the ones my friends send me, but I've never downloaded it, and I guess it's time to do it. So
yay, Jenny, do it.
Won't be getting too much work done, although it will be for work, but I'll find myself down a rabbit hole there too. So thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Honestly, this is amazing content for everyone. And we will have this recorded and we'll post it on our website and social media and everything as well. And we'd love for you guys to share it once we put that up there.
Yay. Thank you so much, everybody. You know, take those chances. I think that one of the best things that I've learned is to just go for it. You know, don't worry about what other people will think or how you look. You know, just do it and be vulnerable and authentic. And that's what really reaches other people. It's what's been so imperative in my own media, is to just be authentic. And that goes for business as well. Tell that story, set up a campfire. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Anish. In Dubai. Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Bye, Maria. Love you, girl. Adios.
Bye.
Bye, Alyssa.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, at amplifyclearwater.com. Thank you.